This book is dedicated to spirit, to the mediums past and present who have paved the way before me, and to my students. May you always trust in knowing that your guides and spirit helpers will never let you down. There's a special language that transcends time and space, a language that's not constrained by the limitation of just words, but one that consists of signs, symbols, energy, and thoughts. This language can be heard and seen only when you truly pay attention. It is the language of spirit. Introduction. There could be many reasons why you're drawn to this book, or perhaps synchronicity had a part to play and that this book somehow found you. It could be that you've suffered a loss and are mourning, and you're looking for words of comfort, hope, and inspiration. You're searching for answers, and you desperately want to believe that there's a spirit world. You want to know if your loved one survived death and is safe and happy. Equally, you might want to know if it's really possible to communicate with those on the other side. Maybe you're trying to help yourself or someone else by acquiring knowledge of what happens after we leave this world. Perhaps you're looking for answers after having had your own psychic experience. Or perhaps something inside your soul is stirring and you're interested in learning how to have your own intimate connection with the higher source. Whether you're a student of psychic studies or a medium, a believer or a skeptic, bereaved or simply curious, I have written this book with great care in order to provide you with innumerably valuable information all in one book. It's my hope that this book is the beginning of you receiving some of the answers to the questions you may have been asking, possibly for a long time. Who I am. I realize now that as a child, I'd always had one foot in this world as well as one in the next. Even at an early age, I knew that I was the different one in the family. I was a sensitive child, born with psychic abilities that showed up quite early in my life. I just knew things that others didn't. I would know when relatives were ill, even if they lived in another state. I would let my parents know if we were going to have an unexpected visitor. Sometimes I would know exactly what people were thinking. To cap it off, on some evenings when I'd lay awake in bed, I'd see the spirit people walking through my bedroom. These were shadowy, yet illuminated figures with the kindest faces and glow around them. From my first encounter with them, I knew they weren't there to scare me. In fact, they went out of their way to look at me warmly or simply nod a quick hello. I didn't know who these people were, but I felt strangely comforted and protected by their presence. To me, all this was perfectly normal. I was never really frightened because I was born with this unusual ability. So how could I be scared of something that has always been with me? As I grew up, I became more fascinated by the existence of what lay beyond the physical world than what was right in front of me. Even at a young age, I knew there was more to this life. I could see that there was another world, a place that most people weren't aware of. I found myself inextricably drawn to esoteric subjects on different religions, saints, angels, spirits, reincarnation, out-of-body travel, and magic. As a child, I would always be found curled up with my nose pressed to a book. I'd read everything and anything I could on these subjects. Little did I know that I was somehow preparing myself to become a spiritual medium as well as a teacher, and that I'd end up helping thousands of people. Now I devote much of my time and energy to educating the masses. Through my mediumship demonstrations, private readings, and workshops, I'm able to explain the intricacies and the mechanics of mediumship in the spirit world from a place of humility, knowledge, and experience.